Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Back to teachers, back to friends, memories that never end. Back to learning, back to sharing.
With only stuff that they can
back
send.
With all my school supplies, the very best before your eyes. Make it happen, make it cool.
Republic back to school.
Parents, let's get them everything for back to school with Republic Bank. Teachers, we got you covered too with special deals. Let's make back to school happen today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening,
pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X,
pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash, drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X,
pick two in the afternoon.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Sonny's condition was much better. Shelley called and Sonny said he was willing to share his story with villagers to heighten awareness. Julius told Alonzo and Matthew that women must be subservient and obedient to men or face the consequences of abuse. Alonzo strongly condemned their attitude. Right now, Julius has returned home and is calling Benicia.
Yo, Benicia! Benicia!
See, my mom. I'm coming.
The woman, I don't tell you already. I mustn't have a car. You mother one time when I come in this house.
I'm sorry, Julius. I just finished cooking.
Good. Bring some food for me.
Okay, mi amor. I made a special Venezuelan dish for you today.
So why you stop talking about it? Go and bring it now.
Okay. I'm coming.
This woman is just irritating if I put down on sheer though. Let me see what the girl showing for this TV.
Something nothing nice don't be showing on this TV.
When you see hurry up, I'm hungry.
Coming.
Don't lie, reach in the kitchen there to you, know. Because it ain't gonna be nice.
I'm coming.
I expect you for the reach.
Just now, mi amor. Por favor, vale.
Are you gonna do a business for she today? She wanna feel she could disrespect me, you watch.
Here.
Wait, where's this?
Empanada.
So what it looks, sir? I tell you why, crap.
Just taste it. It's good.
I don't want this. Make something better for you.
But Julius, I spent all the morning making this.
So I care. I just give you money to feed me properly, and this will you come with? You best move it from this table before I dash it in your face.
Oh no! Por favor!
Pick it up! Let me get some cook up, chow mein or something. I don't want that nonsense.
Julius, why you always treat me like this? All I do is show you that I love you.
You see, this is the thing I can't take with you. I have a skinny, stupid face. Keep it up. I'm going to really give you something for crying about today.
Julius, please. You don't always have to talk to me like this and treat me bad.
I just treat you bad, Benicia. When I give you me money, there's me treating you bad.
I just want you to show me some respect.
If you want respect, look in the dictionary for it. You best go start cooking me food.
Okay. I'm going to cook what you want.
I'm just saying, you're not stupid with she. I'm giving this woman good money. And this is what she want to feed me.
Julius?
Yeah?
I will cook your food just now, but I want to ask you something first.
What?
You heard anything about my missing sister? Like anybody said anything?
What you expect of your mother, witch? She never liked me, so I don't care what happened to she.
But it's my sister.
She's your sister, not mine. So why are you bothering me?
We need to find her. Everybody in my family is so worried.
She could stay missing for all I care. Them mother must have done kill she or bury she.
No, don't say that, Julius. No.
I don't know why I come to Ghana feel this at all. Let me suppose so. Respect and treat her like y'all belong here.
We just come here to seek a better life.
Ghana look like a better life for y'all. We got your own problems.
Please, Julius. I know you can help me find my sister.
I tell you, I don't care about the board. She always had an attitude with me. If she done dead and buried, I don't care. It's plenty like she.
So Venezuelan women is just supposed to get killed like that and nothing is done about it?
What do you want to do? I's a minor, I's a liar, the police. I find time to you snake eye sister.
You don't care about me or love me?
Look, let me go bathe me scare, yeah? Because if I listen anymore, you stupid this, it ain't gonna be nice. Go start cooking me food.
Julius, can you please listen?
I said go start cooking my food, Benicio.
Johnson, if daddy only knows I'm over here, I don't know what he will do.
Well, we gotta make sure he don't find out.
But I don't want it to be like that. I want him to accept you as my boyfriend. Especially since I'll be 18 this month.
You know I agree with you, babes. But your father ain't look like he gonna ever forgive me. Anyways, what you want us to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I just want something quiet.
What?
I don't want to have a party for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I got that.
I just want to celebrate with my family and you.
I love you, babe.
I love you too. Come here.
It's 15 of them in one place. It's hard. And Julius is not bad all the time. He gives me money. Plenty money. And I use it to help my family.
A man giving you money while abusing you is not love. Come on, Benicia. You've been through this foolishness with Alonzo already. You mean to tell me not one guy needs money to treat you right?
Most of them don't respect Venezuelan women. They only see us as sex objects.
I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, Jelly.
You need to leave this man, Benicia. Not because you're getting money from me means he could treat you like trash.
I want to leave. I can't continue living like this.
You reach out to any of the organizations and tell you about?
No, not yet.
You gotta do something to help yourself, Benicia. I tried as hard as I could from this end.
I know. And I thank you for all you're doing for me.
Listen, I think you should reach out to Blossom Inc. They could help you find shelter where you're gonna be safe. They could help you if you need legal help, for example, the case with your missing sister.
I need as much help as I can get to find out.
Well, good. And Blossom Inc. can also help you with transportation. You can get counseling. They can help you to prosecute the crass that you got there calling yourself a man. They help migrants like you to fight gender-based violence, which is what you're going through with the jackal you're living with.
I will contact them.
Please, you're not helpless, nor are you alone in this, Benicia.
Benicia!
Gotta go, Shelly. Bye.
Hey.
Yes, Julius?
You start cooking this food yet?
I'm going now.
Hold on.
Yeah?
Listen. I was only talking off to you because there's a man like me that should care. You see, I just give you a lot of money, so you know I care for you.
One time you're nice to me, but most times you're bad to me, Julius. Why can't you be nice to me all the time, por favor?
Look, I want to make it up to you. Forget about cooking for now. Now you come in the shower with me. You want to feel some nice on my skin. Come give me a kiss, Come on. You know, I just got to talk to you there off because I got to keep you in line. Come, babe.
Babe, that was great.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick to using this brand of condoms.
Latex-based condoms are 99% effective for STIs and pregnancy. So I don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
Yes. the other non-latex condoms are less than 70% effective.
I like that we're in such a good place, Jonathan, even though our relationship is secret for now.
Kavita, you know you're my long-term goal.
You mean that?
I'm not gonna say something I don't mean.
Okay, but we're still young. Don't have to rush anything.
How long will I have to wait to make you my wife?
We got to at least finish university.
But that's a few years.
And I want to do a master's once I have my first degree.
Why can't we just get married and still do all this? It's not like we're struggling.
Money might not be an issue, but marriage is a commitment, Jonathan.
Don't you see how much I've changed for you?
Babes.
You're the only girl I'm with. I'm on prep. We're using condoms, having a regular screening for STIs. I did all that because I love you, babe.
I love you too. But you did all that for yourself too. To make sure that you are protected from sexually transmitted infections or an unwanted pregnancy. We should want to be safe not just for our partners, but for ourselves too.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have made those changes?
I don't know. Before I infected you with that sexually transmitted infection because I cheated and I was reckless, I never thought of my sexual health like that. But I'm glad I learned my lesson early. You've been a positive influence on me, Kavita.
Okay.
I just love you so much. And I don't want to live without you. I don't care what anybody says, you're my wife.
Let's just enjoy our relationship for what it is now.
You think if I ask to marry you once your birthday passes, your dad will be more willing to forgive me?
I don't know, but you're still not listening to me. I don't want to get married now. I don't want to start thinking about marriage until I finish my studies, and I'm serious about that.
Okay, Kavita. I can respect that.
We don't have to rush anything. Jonathan, we have our whole lives ahead of us. Let's take our time.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Tuberculosis is the most common infection for people living with HIV. But you don't have to become infected. If you are living with HIV, talk to your care and treatment provider today about starting TB prevention treatment. Remember, symptoms of TB include coughing, fever, weight loss, night sweats, fatigue, and loss of appetite. With treatment, people living with HIV can beat TB and live a full and productive life.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.
¿Te preocupa el VIH?
No, yo uso condones.
¡Qué bien! Usar condones es la manera más efectiva de prevenir alguna ETS. Pero hay también un fármaco que reduce el riesgo a ser infectado con VIH. Es profilaxis previa a la exposición o PRP que tomas antes de posiblemente ser expuesto al VIH.
¿Es la misma que PPE?
No, PPE es profilaxis posterior a la exposición, la cual se debe tomar entre 72 horas después de ser expuesto al virus.
Ah, gracias.
Aprende los datos y hechos sobre PRP y PPE hoy y continúa practicando sexo seguro al usar condones.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y de la Secretaría Nacional del Programa del SIDA con apoyo del Fondo Global.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.